Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 878 of Ask Pat, and also welcome to June. That's awesome. And of course, as always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today coming in from Chad, but before we get to that, really quick, hey, if you're stuck on ideas on how to develop your logo, website, or business cards, you can connect with creative minds from around the world with DesignCrowd.com. It's a website that helps businesses crowdsource custom graphics with over 500,000 designers worldwide. Doesn't matter what kind of business you have, you can get a perfect design every time or your money back. So all you have to do is check out designcrowd.com/askpat. You'll get $100 off your next design when you enter the promo code askpat, and also be able to download a free guide. So one more time, go to designcrowd.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Chad.
Hi, Pat. My name's Chad Johnson, and I have a website, don'tdietdiet.com, where I'm working towards teaching people the right habits and behaviors towards being healthy and fit. So my question is in regards to working at home when your kids are there. So my two most productive days are Tuesdays and Thursdays. I have very few clients that I actually train and work with on those days. So I use them to get the administrative and the big to-do list knocked down. So some days my kids are home because of school cancellations, and those really interrupt my days. And this last Tuesday was very much a struggle for me to get anything done. I have an 11-year-old girl and a 5-year-old boy, and they want my undivided attention. And I sometimes wonder if I shouldn't just shut down the work and just spend the time with them since they're our young. But if I do need to get work done, do you have any tips, suggestions, or anything for me where I could use that to get my work done? So any help you would have, that'd be great. So thank you for what you do. I listen to a tons of different podcasts, but you're the only one that has stayed the course. Many of them I've left in the dust because they don't provide what you do. So again, thank you.
Hey, Chad, thank you so much for the question and also the kind words. And let me first say, the struggle is real, my friend. And Chad, I know exactly where you're coming from. I have two young kids myself, and it's almost impossible to get work done when they're here in the house if it's just me and the kids. Now, if you have somebody else at home with you who can help support during those kinds of times, then definitely make sure to communicate with them. And then if they are able to help out, reward them like crazy afterwards. This is, for me, I'm talking about my wife, and you know, she's a stay-at-home mom, so I'm very lucky to have her support here as well. But she can't always support. And so when the kids are at home, if they're off from school in a similar way and my wife is not here, then I give them my undivided attention. I mean, it's only right because the kids are young and you want to give them all the daddy time because they're going to grow older. And, you know, you want to spend as much time with them now when later on they're going to have friends and other things that they're involved with where they don't really want to spend as much time with you. At least this is what I've heard. But here's the thing. You have work to do, right? And you had a plan, and then all of a sudden school is not going on that day, and so you are left with the kids. So there's a couple ways to approach this. for me, I consider those kinds of days as blessings. I often feel like they happen for a reason, and that just means, hey, I get to have more time with the kids. Now, even though I know I have work to do, I know that those things can be done later. But the time that I have with my kids is so precious now that I would focus your time with them as much as possible. Now, if there is something absolutely crucial that you have to do, then you would hopefully find a solution around that, or perhaps put on a movie or something and work in the other room just for a little bit. But even then, I'd feel bad. And probably personally, I just wouldn't be able to work as well knowing that they were right there in the other room. I'd probably rush through things and things like that. So for me, if that's the case, if things like that happen, I don't even try to work. I focus all my attention to the kids and then try to make up for that work later, whether it be wake up earlier the next day or stay up a little bit later that night or work with a spouse to have extra time or get that time back in some way, shape, or form. If there are things that you have to do that are less time-consuming or things that you could do sort of one-off, meaning like emails or answer questions on social media or something, I mean, you could mix them a little bit. That way, you know, you don't need to be away for an hour or more, but maybe you just need like 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there and 5 minutes here to do those kinds of things. You could do those things while the kids are there. But again, you know, I personally don't like to do that. I would recommend doing it if you have to. But if you don't, then don't even try, because you want to give your kids all that attention. And if they see you, like, for example, on your phone answering questions while you're supposed to be playing or watching a movie together, what is that saying to the children? It's saying, wow, this phone or this device or this thing or daddy's work is more important than me. And they're not going to tell you that straight up. But, you know, subconsciously or whatever, like, I feel like those things actually do matter. So anyway, that's just my take, Chad. I'm sure everybody else has different opinions on that. But if you want to continue this conversation, I love talking about work-life balance and the struggles with that, because it is a real thing. And I know a lot of people come up with really creative solutions. So for those of you listening, if you have a idea or ideas for Chad and this work-life balance when the kids are unexpectedly at home, if you agree with me or feel like there's compromise somewhere else, use the hashtag AskPat878 on Twitter, and we can continue this discussion there. So, Chad, thank you so much for bringing this up, and I think you're awesome. So keep up the good work, and you know, just the fact that you're asking about this shows that, you know, you're being conscious about what you're doing, and that goes both ways, right? With work and knowing that you need that time to focus for work, but also knowing that your kids need that attention. So, yeah, props to you. And everybody, hashtag AskPat878 if you have comments about this. And so, Chad, I want to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is go to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Sidney J. Harris, and that is, "A cynic is not merely one who reads bitter lessons from the past. He is one who is prematurely disappointed in the future." Oh, that's good. Hey, guys, thank you so much once again. And also, next week is open enrollment for Smart from Scratch. Just a couple days left to get on the wait list before open enrollment. All you have to do is go to smartfromscratch.com. I and many other people who have already gone through that course will be there to help you. It's an amazing community. It's an amazing way to hold yourself accountable to the start of your online business career. If you already have a business, then this isn't for you. But if you want to get started on the right foot and you've been just kind of putting things off, well, now's a good time. Head on over to smartfromscratch.com, sign up there, and you'll hear from me in the next couple of days with the open enrollment plans and where to go from there. So thank you so much. I appreciate you. And one more time, that's smartfromscratch.com. Cheers. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.